From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. On the same day in January that Iran released four American hostages, the United States airlifted $400 million in foreign currencies to the country. The U.S. government says the money was sent to settle a decades-old dispute over a canceled arms agreement and denies suggestions that the exchange amounted to a ransom payment. The cash transfer and the release of the hostages came at the same time as Iran's agreement with six world powers to restrain its development of nuclear weapons, along with the lifting of sanctions against Iran. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has declined to support the re-election campaign of House Speaker Paul Ryan, but Trump's running mate Mike Pence Wednesday enthusiastically endorsed Ryan. Trump has angered his party's leadership by refusing to endorse Ryan or Senator John McCain in their party primary campaigns, even though both men have extended support to him. Pence told Fox News that Trump strongly encouraged him to endorse Ryan, but American media are calling it an unusual split between candidates at the top of a party ticket. Afghan security forces say they have captured the Islamic State group's regional headquarters in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Authorities say IS militants had been using the Wayat-e-Khorasan base for the recruitment and training of fighters. South Africans voted Wednesday in local elections. The results of the vote, expected within a week, could shake up the ruling African National Congress Party. The ANC has dominated national politics since 1994. But under Jacob Zuma, the current president, the party's reputation has been tarnished by corruption scandals, unemployment in the country, and lingering economic inequality. This is VOA News. An Emirates flight from India caught on fire, sending black smoke billowing into the air after it crash-landed at Dubai's international airport Wednesday. There were no fatalities, and all 300 passengers and the crew were safely evacuated before the plane engulfed in flames. Muralidharan Kay, the deputy consul general of the Indian consulate in Dubai, says the passengers are fine except for some burned feet.
What they told was that while they were coming out, they left their sandals and shoes inside the aircraft. So they were walking on the tarmac. So because of the heat, some of the feet got burned.
The incident happened just before 1 p.m. local time, halting all traffic at the Middle East's largest airport and the busiest international hub in the world. The Olympic torch arrived by boat in Rio de Janeiro Wednesday. The torch was sent on a 90-day relay around the country ahead of the Olympic Games, which began on Friday. A yacht steered by seven Brazilian Olympic sailors made the one-hour journey from the town of Niterói to an historic naval base where two soldiers presented the torch to Mayor Eduardo Paes. A Washington, D.C. transit policeman has been arrested on charges of attempting to provide support to the Islamic State group. It is the first time terrorism charges have been filed against a U.S. law enforcement officer. Nicholas Young, a 13-year veteran of the Metro Transit Police Department, has been accused by the U.S. Department of Justice of giving 22 gift card codes worth nearly $250 to an undercover Federal Bureau of Investigation agent. The FBI said Young believed his contact had mobile messaging accounts that IS used to recruit new members. 33 members of the U.S. military have contracted the Zika virus overseas, including one pregnant woman. Pentagon officials say all of those infected were stationed in countries where the virus has been identified. In addition, six family members of military personnel have also been infected. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired a ballistic missile into the ocean off its eastern coast. It's the latest in a series of missile tests. The military said it has detected two simultaneous missile launches. One was successful, the other exploded after launch. The Islamic State militant group says its West African affiliate, Boko Haram, has a new leader. In its weekly magazine, IS published an interview with a man identified as Abu Musab al-Barnawi, who the group called its governor for West Africa. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.